Hi, how's it going, everyone?
Hey, everybody.
My name's Tracy.
Hey.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lady Elite. I need to edit my settings so that people can see my Twitters. And one of our other co-hosts, Adam.
Hey, coming at you live from nowhere.
Cool. And then Jesse as well.
Hello, Barbie. Hi, Barbie.
You seen it?
Oh my God, like only twice.
Only
I
twice.
will go again.
And it
Hey,
was
Barbie. I haven't
Did
seen
you?
it yet.
Oh,
And
so
it's
you
not
Oppenheimer?
man
My whole
bashing.
family saw it, but
I
not
was
me.
so amazed. Man, if someone comes out of there and they're like, "Oh, it's man bashing," they are a very poor man. Like, it is an amazing movie.
Oppenheimer? Anybody see Oppenheimer?
Haven't seen that one yet.
No.
So nobody wanted to see you. Have you seen that that like lay? It's like the states and then laid out on
Who's
who.
seen which movie?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea how that's gonna go.
It was interesting to see. But anyways, point being, so today we get to talk about something fun and exciting, which is RxJS.
Sounds like William's getting into some RxJS right now.
Yeah, that's how I am
What I
when
can
I'm
hear.
trying RxJS.
He's like, "Why won't this just pipe?
Is this an Angular
There's
application?"
nothing there.
Yeah.
Can hear him crying.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So, really,
No, he's better now.
it's really
It stopped
nothing.
now.
I can tell he just misses me, Tracy. That's what it is.
It's true. It's true.
He like here's your voice.
Yeah.
He just
Well,
loses his mind.
it's easy because like all my friends have this, easy name. Ben, Jay, Tom. Like
Bang, bang.
very easy for a child to say, he still can't get past the second like syllable. So dim sum is dim. And then like 5 minutes later he'll say some.
Somewhat dim. He's like, whoa.
But anyway, so we're going to talk about RxJS and observables, right, Ben? I guess we're not talking about RxJS. I guess we're talking
Yeah,
about
now forget
observables.
RxJS. Let's talk about the new
Like, does
observables. That's
this
more interesting.
mean that like RxJS is like going to be obsolete and you can quit your job as an
God, I
OpenStack
hope so.
maintainer?
Wasn't that
I
Ben's
mean,
like, I feel
probably
like
not, but
originally Ben's entire premise was stop using RxJS, build it into the library, and so that put me out of a job.
yeah, but like put observables in the language or in the platform and
Stop.
give them like the some reasonable set of operations, and people can stop using zip and other silly things that they probably don't need to use. Be good. Yeah.
And
All
like,
about it.
so tell us a little bit about the journey to get there. I mean, you're pretty happy that observables are in the browser, yeah? Or like
Yeah,
at
I mean
least.
they're coming to there. So they're not in the browser yet. There's a proposed change, but it's real momentum. It's actually from the Chrome team. Basically there was a proposal of mine from 4 or 5 years ago or something that was made to the WHATWIG that was, hey, let's take event targets. So event targets are anything with add event listener, remove event listener, right? And let's take that and add a method called on that returns an observable. And part of that would also be adding the actual observable primitive to the platform. And this observable, one of the things around it is, I mean, it looks a lot like RxJS's observable. It doesn't return a subscription. Instead, it uses an abort signal that you would pass in because they already have that in the platform, which is fine. It's a little unergonomic, but it's overall it's good. And then it's got methods on it that match all of the iterator or async iterator helpers from the TC39 proposal. So it's got things like FlatMap on it, which is basically concatmap from RxJS. It's got take and drop. Drop instead of skip. Take until is on there because that's unique to a push-based type. That wouldn't be in an iterator, but it's got a pretty solid list of operators for people to use. And honestly, if that lands in the browser, then RxJS would pivot to try to, because it would be a node as well. There's already interest there. RxJS would pivot to try to use those like native primitives because there's a lot of benefits to having native primitives. They're written in native code, they can be optimized differently, et cetera. And then there would just be like, you know, helper functions that did things. So I'm trying to get RxJS 8 starting to move that direction, like try to get people to not rely on the pipe method. There's like an Rx that's not going anywhere. We're going to keep it, but there's a new Rx way, like an Rx function that you use to compose things. Yeah, we're trying to get to where we can just use those things. And honestly, at the point that the whole thing lands in the browser, like I don't really see a huge need to keep like pummeling RxJS with more stuff for any crazy optimizations. It would just be like a set of helper functions at that point, right? Like Lodash. People would probably still use it a lot, but you know, ideally it's not as much maintenance.
So a lot of refactoring work for you in your future then.
Yeah. But it's good because, then I can, get out of the business, so to speak. Like it's really cool that, like I've gotten some notoriety from working on it. It'd be way cooler to make the mark on the platform and actually land the type in the browser. And for a variety of reasons, not just because of a feather in my cap, but like, if you look at the README for the proposal. And by the way, there's a gentleman working with me on this. His name is Dom Ferolino. He's on the Chrome team. Really, really smart dude. Anyways, you look at the README, and I went through GitHub and I found every implementation of an observable that existed in a popular library that wasn't necessarily RxJS. I mean, RxJS is in that list, but like you've got things like React Router and not Vue, but Svelte was in there. TanStack, like they've got like there's a bunch. There was like I don't know maybe 20 different very popular libraries. I guarantee that everyone on this call, everyone listening to this, is using something that has some observable somewhere slid under the hood of whatever they're working on. So
like a home baked observable. So like reinvented the observable wheel. Over Correct. And over and over and over.
Correct. And so if it's in the platform, they don't need to do that anymore. They would just use the native one. It's kind of like everyone having their own Promise implementation 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, Bluebird and all the 10 different other versions.
Q and all of these different things.
KB.
Yeah. What
about all the people that are like, well, what about Signal? Signals are better.
Signals are signals are like they're just different. Like signals are a really complicated type, and you can do less with them, which is why people don't shoot themselves in the foot as often. They will shoot themselves in the foot, and I'm anxiously awaiting the first person that's like, oh, I've got deltas of changes to this table of data, and I'm like building it through computed properties, and their confusion why like it's dropping stuff. Like there's just like. Signals are basically like I push to you a notification that something's changed, and then at your leisure you pull the latest value, and that allows like lazy computation and some other stuff. It's really good for like rendered templates and things like that. It stinks for a variety of other things. Like every single signal has to have that state has to be stored in memory, so it can be accessed at any time. There's a lot of it's just more complicated. Like I have to push to you, hey, something's changed. And then you have to decide when you want to pull it. Right. Where like observables, it's like, here's a value. It's just pushing values at you. Just like an iterable is like, you pull a value out. Like it's a very simple contract. So you can actually build a signal with observable, but you cannot build an observable with signals. You can't do everything that an observable can do with signals. You can try, whatever you end up with will be bad and will have bugs. I 1000% guarantee it. And I know that the Angular community, see the other thing that's funny is like this type of signals has been around for a long time, like or things like signals. So Ember, their object model years and years ago was basically that.
Ember.
But Knockout JS basically had signals, right?
Don't miss Knockout.
There is
CanJS, though you probably haven't.
Yeah, I remember Can. Like, I haven't used it, but I do remember it. There's
CanJS had compute, which is almost identical to signals.
Yeah. I mean, it's at the end of the day, anytime you see those computed properties, like, there's essentially a signal under the hood. And there's, you know, of course, Solid and Svelte has observables. They've got some signals they're working on. Vue is basically signals. The thing is, like, the Angular community is really, really new. And I get messages from them because of RxJS's involvement in Angular, and they're very excited. And I think the Angular team really screwed up when they said, "Look,
Angular community is new."
No, they're new to Signals.
Oh, new to Signals.
In the Angular community, Signals are new, and I don't know
all these mistakes. If you could just look at all these other things, you would not do the same thing. But it's just like everybody reinvents the wheel, period, right? I mean, I'm not saying the Angular team is doing that or whatever, but it's like, you know, in technologies, right? It's like we're constantly reinventing the new way to do the same thing.
Well, I mean, I think one of the difficult things too is, like, nowadays people are used to their frameworks and they don't really think very hard about, like, low level things like, is this push or is this pull? Like, what's the primitive I'm using? Like, they don't, it's especially in, like, in Angular or something like that, where, like, even Next.js is probably like this a little bit, where you've got this full, like, batteries included framework that is very enterprisey. And so you've got this very enterprisey crowd who, like, they're very buzzwordy. So as soon as the Angular team is like, oh, look, the signal thing, it's new reactivity. Like, their brain's like, oh, well, RxJS is reactivity, so this must be the replacement for RxJS. And I think the messaging there was really, really, it was dumb. Like, they should not have said that to this crowd, because now you've got these people like, oh, I'm going to change everything that I'm going to try to do everything I could do with RxJS with Signals. And it just plainly put, like, observables are events, right? And signals are like notifications of change and a getter. Like, there's two different things that are going on. So they have different use cases and they're different things. And there's a lot of people, like, and they've been in my DMs, they've been in my threads. Like, maybe you saw me tweet the other day that, like, hey, if you think you can replace RxJS with Signals, great, please do it and block me so I don't have to listen to your crap anymore. Because, like, it's just, it never stops. Like, every single day I get at least two or three messages related to
because you're RxJS available. You're always telling people to slide into your DMs.
Are they just messages like taunting you? Like, hey man, you're done, this is over. Or are they like, hey, I don't know how to do this, can I get your help?
No, it's more the former. It's more like people like, oh, RxJS is so, like, done now, this is the new thing. And it's like, okay, great, man. Like, I tweeted this, I don't get paid by the observable, don't use them, that's fine.
I think we should make an effigy of Ben Lash and burn it with the big thing that says Signals forever.
As long as I get invited to the party, I'm all nice. Game. Let's do it.
That's a good idea.
So, like, tell us a little bit more about, like, what we need to know or what to watch out for, or, like, you know.
Well, I'm kind of curious.
Exciting. Yeah, go ahead, Adam.
With the observer proposal that you've pointed us to there, that you and Dom made, so you've got 13, it looks like, operators on there. Would that be enough to, like, somewhat easily reproduce the operators that we have in RxJS? Like, if I wanted to make a switch map, you said flat map kind of equates to concat map. If I wanted to make a switch map, is that, like, easy to do?
Switch map, you couldn't really build. So, like, you could build a function that returned a new observable. You could build your own switch map.
Right.
But yeah, it's not something you could easily do with the existing operators. Yeah, you can't really, not with the flat map that's there. Like, there's no merge map, and that's probably for good reason. Most people would shoot themselves in the foot with merge map, as they do now with RxJS. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's not really an analog for everything. But I think it's got a decent set that you would be able to get most things done with.
And then RxJS would still exist to, like, do anything that you needed to, like, I don't know, have those kind of operators for those flatteners that don't sync up or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, people would probably still reach for RxJS for things like switch map or, you know, things like from event wouldn't be necessary anymore because that's gone away. But, like, that's trying to think of other things. Combined latest would be one.
Well, it sounds like the Chrome team. So the Chrome team is, like, really pushing for this, it sounds like, right? or forcing it into the browser by sheer will.
But this proposal was 4 years old, so I guess, Ben, what has changed in the last months to like reignite this? Or maybe, I mean, maybe I'm naive. Does it take 4 years for the WhatWig to get through the thing? Like, is this trust the process, or like, did someone come in with a fire to light?
So there's some nuance. So like, all right, there's the TC39 and there's WhatWig, right? And so people are automatically going to get these two things confused. The TC39 proposal is like 9 years old or something. The WhatWig proposal is like 4 or 5 years now. The TC39, what gets that through is you have to have a company who's a paid member with a representative that wants to sponsor this thing. And, you know, like, so there's like, basically someone has to pay to get things landed in the TC39. For better or worse, it's a totally capitalist thing that has nothing to do with what's good for the users of JavaScript and everything to do with who's willing to pay for what to get through, right? That's mean to say, but it's true. So, you know, the Netflix lost interest in trying to push through the observable thing because they had other stuff to do, other priorities, and it was being stagnated, if you will, weirdly by, I think, some people that were on the Chrome team. Now, the Chrome team, when I worked at Google, were like, hey, we think this should be part of the web platform for this event target thing. But here's the thing with getting through things through the WhatWig is you have to get implementer interest, I think, from 2 or 3 other browser vendors. And the roadblock there isn't so much like, hey, who really wants this feature? They want all the features, generally speaking. The real roadblock is, do we have engineering hours to implement this thing? Right? And if you don't, then you have to push it off. So initially, when I was at Google was interested, and they're like, but they're kind of humming and hawing, like, how do we do this? And the org that the Angular team was on was like, well, we can get a contractor from Agalia or somebody like that to come in and implement it in V8. But then you've got like Safari and Firefox, and they're strapped for manpower, and they don't really know what they want to do. So, but that was also before Edge and Chrome were both built off of Chromium. So I think, and I don't know this for a fact now, but I suspect that there's probably more availability in their schedule for someone to work on these things. I mean, clearly they're paying Dominic to work on this in the Chrome team. So that's the big thing. The big thing that blocks things for those two different committees are different in nature, but they always boil down to paying somebody to work on it.
Well, that's kind of interesting too, because I wouldn't think that it's like, what gain does what value does, you know, Google or whomever championing, you know, whatever it is, whatever proposal it is, gain from championing it, right? Like, what is it?
So like with this particular thing, I mean, Google's always, everyone knows for a long time, the Chrome team is all about like reducing bytes over the wire and trying to load things faster, because the faster things load, the more sales there are, you know, more ad conversions, yada yada, right?
Like, they just think that this is going to make the platform faster, or like websites faster. Sorry,
That would be a big motivator. The other thing is, it might also really help with web debuggability. Like, it's easier to debug an async type that's built into your runtime with things like DevTools than it is to like debug something that was just cobbled together on top of it. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's, you know, and there's also interest in improving the ergonomics of the DOM. Like, it's really annoying to have add event listener hold on to a function reference and then, you know, remove event listener. Although add event listener takes this abort signal now. A lot of people don't really realize that you can use an abort signal to tear it down. But I mean, they've got a variety of interests. And I think the biggest, most attractive thing would be like, hey, if we have this published, we can probably get some of these very popular libraries that everyone's bundling together to stop re-implementing observables. So,
Interesting. Well, I love that. We're running out of time. So do we need to, like, is this like a, we need another episode to talk about this, or is this a, hey, let's point people in the right direction so that they can explore this for themselves?
I think they I think for the most part, you can point people in the right direction so they can explore it for themselves. Mm-hmm. The only other thing I'll say is the presence of this has regenerated interest from TC39 members who believe, probably rightfully, that it belongs in the language. Hmm. The gotcha there is the TC39 isn't famous for getting things through very quickly or very efficiently or in one piece intact. Like sometimes they take like, oh, let's look at all the best ideas from every language and then let's do none of those and reinvent it. Like, so there's, they're famous for those things. And, you know, the WhatWig thing has, the web platform thing has more momentum right now. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anytime there's a good idea, they're like, well, let's consider it. Oh no, here we go, 2 years later. Right. It's always like the more people who get involved, the longer things take.
Right. Right. That's right.
Okay, so what's the URL? Where do we go comment on how angry we are that this is happening?
I believe it's github.com/domferolino/observable.
See, Ben said, I believe it is, but he actually had that memorized because that is the thing that he is on 24/7, just checking it out.
Yeah.
Refresh.
Angry comment. Refresh. Angry comment.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for everyone for listening. I hope this gets you all excited and gives you some insight into kind of like the process of getting something implemented into the browser. It's a long process and you have to be angry like Ben waiting 9-10 years or something like that for it to actually happen. But time
is a long, slow burn.
If this actually ships to Chrome proper, like not behind a flag, I will throw a big party.
Big, how big?
Rightfully.
Big.
Like the biggest.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Can I come?
Really?
Sure.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.